Victor Echo 5, Golf Golf Whiskey, V5GGW, listening. Hello, Tom. Hope you had a good Christmas, and I hope you ate too much. looking at antennas, it gets a bit much. But anyway, we ate too much anyway, that's for sure. I've got another week off anyway. We're doing bits and pieces there anyway, Tom. So how did your Christmas go? VA5TM, V5GGW.
Yeah, fine business, Graham. Yes, definitely ate too much. Had a nice Christmas dinner with the daughter and son and son-in-law and grandson. Good time had by all. But as soon as I ate too much, I had to have both pumpkin pie and apple pie. Just looked too darn good. So that's what I did. And it took me about a day afterwards to recover. Man, and I think I locked my key for the truck inside the truck. It's not one of those ones where it won't allow you to lock the doors if the key's in it. So, I'm gonna have to pay $75 or whatever to have the tow truck operator come over and pry the door partway open, hit the unlock button, and then I'm inside. I got this strange feeling that I stuck the key in my pocket, but it was on such an angle that it fell out. It fell out of my pocket as I was getting out of the truck, so I'm hoping that the key is laying there on the floor or on the seat of the truck or something. I'll take a look in daylight tomorrow morning and see if I can see anything. Then at least I'll know. I don't know. So what are you doing for excitement? Over.
Doing for excitement. We still haven't done the water well. I'm still working on, well, I haven't worked on it since I put the pump up. I got another pump, I think I told you, the pump quit. And I bought another pump, I got another line going down into the well. So tomorrow's supposed to be a fairly good day. It's supposed to be up around zero tomorrow. But it's not very good working with water at 40 below. So we're hoping to, I left a couple of pipe off. It's got a Pittman joint on it, one that's like a friction joint. You slide it down with the weight of the pipe on it and it joins. But I couldn't get the damn thing apart. So I'm going to cut the hose off and then I might be able to work on the joint to try and get it apart. And I think it's the iron in the water has all got round the joint and sort of seized it up there, Tom. So that's what we got tomorrow. Hopefully it goes all right and we'll be able to get it sorted out. So back to you there, Tom.
Roger, roger. Well, it's either that or go back to town and get another joint. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to take one more trip outside and see if I can find a key in the snow. If it fell out of my pocket on the way from the truck to the apartment. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll let you go for now, though, Graham. VE5GGW, VA5, Tango Mike.
Oh, dear, Tom. And you got a push bike. Oh, dear. Oh, no, it's a pain in the bum when things like that happen. I think that happened to me last summer when I called you, Deb, to come out with the other key for the car or something. Oh, I got one of the guys to run me all the way home, and I had to get the second key for the truck and come back to work, or for the car it was, for the flex. I done the same thing, Tom, locked the key in the car in the ignition. I think I must have pushed the button down by accident or something hit it. And, I had that trouble. But anyway, we'll let you go. Hope you find your key, Debbie said. And we'll talk to you next year. VA5TM. Take it easy, Tom. Enjoy life. VA5GGW, clear and listening. VE5GGW, listening for any call.